God. Now, also, you'll notice a little phrase in verse 19, by this. And John is there identifying the means by which we know that we are of the truth and our hearts are assured. But we're not going to look at by this for a little while, because I want to delve a little more deeply into this problem of assurance. Assurance is a spiritual reality that we should enjoy. Ephesians 3:12 says, in whom, that is speaking of Christ, we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in Him. Those are very strong terms. In Christ, we have boldness. In Christ, we have confident access. In other words, we are assured that we have a right to enter into the presence of God. The writer of Hebrews puts the same thought this way, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. That is to say, go to God with whatever's on your heart, fully assured, boldly confident that you are His child and that He awaits your arrival and the meeting of your needs. Hebrews 6:19 says, this hope or this confidence we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast. We should be anchored strongly in the hope that is ours in Christ, so that we have both a surety and a steadfast confidence in our relationship to the living God and His fulfillment of future promises. Colossians 2:2 puts it this way, we should attain to all riches of the full assurance. All of this indicates to us that the Lord wants us to live enjoying our assurance. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will perfect it or perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Be confident of your future. Be confident of your access to God. Be confident you can come boldly to the throne of mercy for help in time of need. Enjoy all the riches of a full assurance. Be as confident as the Apostle Paul, who at the end of his life said in 2 Timothy 4:18, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Now, there is a doxology of confidence. The Lord will deliver me from every evil work. He will preserve me for His heavenly kingdom. Why? Because I am assured that I belong to Him.